Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell and I am your host. So we're back. It's been a long time. I know you guys have missed us. Hopefully you guys caught the little check-in I did on Facebook Live the other day. If you didn't, we had a whole string of things. So our guest last week, had audio difficulties figuring everything out. We had to scrap that one because I was trying to sneak it in before I went to Dallas for Haley's cheer competition. Come back from Dallas, got the COVID. So then we had to cancel the What's on Your Mind on Wednesday because I wasn't feeling up to it. So, man, we're back. And Jason's here to kind of let me lean on him a little bit in this episode, I think. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. I just got off of fucking live myself.
I know. How was that?
It was pretty cool, man. I talked about, you know, my time in the military and went through some old pictures. It was pretty cool to reminisce because I've never done that before. And I've always been reserved on sharing that type of stuff. So it was cool, man.
Nice. I'm glad that worked for you.
Are you feeling better? Yeah. Are you feeling any better, you know, from COVID? See what happens when you talk shit about Dallas in Dallas?
I know. I know I shouldn't have, but dude, Gladen's head, man. I couldn't resist. No, I feel better. It's just, you know, like they say, it's the whole like exhaustion thing, you know, like it's, you know, just walking across the house. I feel like Aaron Knox trying to wash a car, you know, just gassed. So
do you think he told the producers not to put that in there?
I don't know. Maybe if he stopped smoking so much cigarettes, he'd be all right. So anyways, the detailsolutionspodcast.com, that's our website. That's going to have everything pretty much that you need for the podcast. It's going to have all the links to where you can find the podcast. We also have our preferred vendor page there. That's for all of our wonderful ad sponsors. It's going to give you a description of what they are if you don't know who they are. It's going to give you the coupon code to use when you go to their page, and it's going to have a link that's going to take you directly to their page. So when you go there, you can spend a little bit of money, save a little bit of money. They're going to spend some money with us. We're going to give you the funny hashtag money, money, funny, right?
Yeah. Hashtag FTR, baby. FTR.
We also have the merch store there for the logo shirts and hoodies. We also have the Concaster shirt, and we have the embroidered hat if anybody's looking to spend some money for us.
But you're not wearing yours.
I'm not wearing what? No, I'm rocking old school Manscaped.
I'm the only one rocking DSP tonight, man. Jesus, I'm spagged out, baby.
Nah. What's up, Cam? How you doing, buddy? We are live on YouTube every Wednesday and Friday nights. We do restream these to YouTube Live. So if you'd like to check us out there, it's the Detail Solutions Podcast on YouTube. Please give us a like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button, leave a comment. Whatever, just to kind of get the engagement going. So Gloss University, we're trying to help those guys out. They've got two trainings coming up. The first one is going to be April 29th through the 30th in Anaheim, California. That is the typical kind of Gloss University advanced paint correction, wet sanding type class. I highly recommend, if you're thinking about going to it, to do it. It is a great time. The guys who do the training are phenomenal. They've also got two of the kind of like the Gloss University 101s, like the intro trainings, September 30th or October 1st, and that's going to be in Utah. And you can go to glossuniversity.com. To check out exact locations to the shops that those are going to be at, sign up for them, and get your seat. And with that, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button, and please, most importantly, leave us a review anywhere that you're listening to us. If it's Spotify, if it's Apple, YouTube, please leave us a 5-star review. Just like it helps you guys with your customer base, it helps us with kind of the, you know, here's another podcast you might like for people that are listening to automotive type podcasts. So with that, I want to welcome Christine Morden. How are you doing?
Hi, thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it.
We're just glad we could hear you this time.
Right? Oh, goodness. Again, thanks for your patience and for giving this a second go.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, apparently I needed a week off. without needing one, I needed one. So listen, you know, it's the only question that I have, you know, what's the where, the when, the how, the why did you get into detailing?
Yay. Okay. So I'm going to take you guys kind of way back. It's going to lay some groundwork, I think. All right. You ready for it?
Okay, we got an hour. So
go. Yeah, fantastic. Go. All right. Good, good, good. So, I went to college for business, and then I decided I didn't want to do business. Then I went into the teaching program. And I decided I didn't want to do that, and I really wanted to go back to business. I ended up not graduating with a degree, but with a gazillion different credits. I think I could go back to Central and just get my associate, or I don't know what they call it these days. It's like...
You're
like AS, a general, or, right? Like a general degree. I forget what they call it.
Or AS.
Yeah. But my husband at the time had a great job, and we got married and started a family, and it just made more sense that I was a stay-at-home mom. But I don't do well with idle hands whatsoever. Even with a baby, I needed something more. And so I started a photography business, and that gave me flexibility to still be a stay-at-home mom and do all those duties, as well as own my own business and do something in the creative field, which I've always been extremely creative.
Right.
And it was great. And I loved owning my own business. That was over even taking the photos and editing them, owning the business and all that went with it was kind of what I loved the most.
What type of photography did you specialize in?
Portraits.
Okay.
I did portraits. And I started dabbling into weddings because if you're going to do it full time or you really want to make the big bucks, the weddings are where it's at. But holy cow, man, that stuff is intense and just a ton of work. It takes so much out of you, and you really need two shooters, and the editing time after is just hours and hours and hours, and nobody really gets that unless you know photography.
Right.
That you have to, even just shooting, you shoot in a raw image. And then you can't even just put that, if I gave you raw images, you can't take that to like a Walmart and print those prints off or a CVS or something. You have to drop them into a program and convert each one to a JPEG. And that's doing nothing else. That's not, you know, touching them up whatsoever. If you just drop one image and transfer it over to a JPEG, I mean, you're looking at, you know, at least 5-6 seconds, and that's per photograph. And I want to guess that you shoot
thousands.
Yeah. Yeah, just thousands of photos.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, I ended up getting out of photography because I needed, I got a divorce, and so I needed a for real job with benefits.
Right.
And in Michigan, like a lot of things, it's very seasonal unless you had a studio, then you can shoot inside, but most of it's seasonal. So I ended up getting out of that, getting into a for real job. That took me into, you know, one of my other favorite things that I've done. Each job I've done or career change that I've made it kind of all rounds out to what I've become now, which is wild. Like, it all kind of pieces together as a puzzle.
I was just going to say, it really right? does.
It's it so really wild. Does. It's so wild. So my next job was I started in the sales and marketing part of an outdoor advertising company.
Okay.
And I loved it. I love, if you remember back, me just saying I went to school for business. And I loved a lot of business. I love owning my own business. I love the whole entrepreneurial side. It's kind of who I am. So I thoroughly enjoyed working with these other businesses. And when our graphic designer was out, I was able to step in and do some of the work, which I loved. So then I knew that I loved that side more, the graphic design side. And I didn't go to school for graphic design. I didn't go to school for photography.
Right.
But I loved it so much that I have that very like ADD mentality. So once I like something, I get real passionate and driven. So I just do endless research and just self-teach myself. And so I, like I said, I was able to start doing the graphics for the billboards when our graphic designer was out.
Nice.
I made a connection with another outdoor advertising owner in the area. And because the billboard company that I was working for wasn't looking like they were going to allow me to take more creative reins, I transferred over to this other outdoor company. They worked mainly with Michigan State University, so it wasn't super creative.
Right.
You know, you got the shield and you got some slogans and you flop it in different green or black or gray backgrounds, and that's about it.
Right.
But we did have some other clients too, other local clients. I was able to take on a role in graphic design. So I was a graphic designer and I loved that job. It was everything that I wanted. You know, in Michigan, you don't get a lot of creative reins no matter where you go. We're just in Michigan. You're not in these big cities where people are a little bit more advantageous to spend the big bucks and be a little bit more creative, right? Like they're like, nah, just put all the words you can put on there. Trying to explain to them that it's not but still, it was fun. It was great. I love the experience. I love the job. My boss, however, him and I did not get along. He was extremely alpha male. And if you guys can tell at all, I'm a bit of an alpha female.
Yeah. A little bit of a go-getter. Yeah.
So a lot of times I can find my way and work alongside almost anyone. But this guy, I really rubbed the wrong way. I think I ended up standing up to something he had said, and not in any negative or brass way, just a, hey, that's not actually correct.
Yeah.
This is correct. And I think since correcting him, he that was our demise there.
Yeah. And probably working for
the right. Yeah. Well, hindsight, right.
Yeah.
I stayed for a while, as long as I possibly could, because I really loved it there. But it got too much and another opportunity presented itself. And just like the last job, this one kind of is getting me a little bit closer to starting my own detail shop. I had a friend that I went to high school with was going to start her own business, and it's like way to the left though, right? Like I take like a real left turn. Right. It was with a creamery. She was starting her own goat creamery.
Oh, wow.
I'm very well-rounded.
Yeah,
apparently.
So the idea was I was going to come in, do the graphic work, do some sales and marketing, maybe help with packaging here and there if she needed. But that was the idea. Well, I got in and apparently no. In fact, I was actually going to be churning the butter.
Oh.
And I wish that the... And I wish that it wasn't an accurate statement, but legit.
Oh, wow.
And for those that are not viewing this,
you got
I'm
some
actually
Popeye
making...
forearms, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Making the motion. I was actually churning some butter. Feta cheese, if you are bored and you want to see how that is made, that is some arm day crap right there. It's very intense. Anyway, and I mean, you guys can imagine making cheese. Not the best smelling job.
Yeah.
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 Which is fine. I don't shy away from hard work, or I mean, I spray decon on cars every day, so you can't get much worse than that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So again, she didn't see the advantage of paying me on a consistent basis.
Right.
Where my landlord did.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And as a single mom of three boys, I got real tired of asking for my paycheck, and you know,
as anybody would.
Yeah. So I was starting to look for another job, and something just kind of fell into my lap, and that was a disaster restoration job.
Okay.
I know it's like, I go this way and then I immediately take like another sharp turn. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, listen, before you start that, let's do a break and then we'll come back in and dive into the detail part of it. We'll be right back.
You need a website, but you don't know where to start? Detailers Roadmap can help. Their websites are designed for detailers and have all the features you need to convert visitors into lifelong customers. It's easy to use, affordable, and they'll even write and design the website from start to finish. So accelerate your auto detailing business's growth and increase online visibility with Detailers Roadmap's bespoke digital marketing services. You'll rank high on search engines and increase PPF, ceramic coating, and tinting sales. Contact Detailers Roadmap today to schedule your free discovery call. And make sure you tell them you heard about it here on the Detail Solutions podcast to receive your discount.
Okay. So you
okay,
get...
before we jump in, I do want to say, after that commercial, I got my t-shirts today. Did you boys?
What t-shirts?
Blasphemy.
What t-shirts?
My Detailer Roadmap t-shirts.
First of all, I should be sent a fucking Detailers Roadmap t-shirt. Chris D. Giovanni. You're damn right I'm calling you out right now, live on the podcast. So there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up on a pedestal real quick. Let me hop down.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. So
after the goat thing, a disaster detail falls in your lap, and
disaster restoration, and that job was presented to me as a I want you to run part of my company. So now you can really start seeing all of these are falling together,
right,
in order for my detailing business to kind of So the disaster restoration thing wasn't terrible, but let's be honest, it's disaster restoration. So if anybody knows what that encompasses, it's everything. So I cleaned up human everything.
Yeah, we watched Dirty Old Cars. It's all right.
Yeah, there you go. And it wasn't on a personal side of things, which I won't get into. It just wasn't working out.
Yeah.
And so my partner I am so sorry. I have my cat and dog who are very intent on playing right below my camera.
No worries.
My partner and I at the time decided that we wanted to start our own business. We knew that we were at a juncture in our life where we were more most likely going to be working for the rest of our life.
Yeah.
Right. Unless some lottery ticket ended up hitting for us.
Yeah.
And I knew that I loved running my own business. That was really my bread and butter. And it's really what I'm great at. I'm just an entrepreneur through and through, and I am an opportunist like nobody's business. And I have the ability to really connect with people, which is, it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have many, many downfalls. So I am not trying to pat myself on the back here. So we sat down and, you know, the two of us together, he's always had a passion and love for cars, and he had a motorcycle and loved motorcycles, had two or three. I was raised in the country and had go-karts, and God, I was on my riding lawnmower as soon as I could hit the gas. We did snowmobiles and my dirt bikes, and I loved cars. I loved anything really with an engine that made me go fast. I loved it.
Okay, Ricky Bobby.
Right? Yeah. You're not first, you're last. And he had a diesel mechanics degree. We had tossed around the idea of opening a diesel shop, but that's got so much overhead. The clientele is finicky to get into. And I knew nothing about diesel engineering. Yeah. I've never wanted to be a gearhead. Anything in the engine, I'm sorry, boys. I sound cool because I own my own detail shop, but I am not a wrencher. Right. I can change my own oil, and I could probably fumble my way through some brakes. Other than that, I hate removing trim when I lay PPF. It's just not what I dig.
Right.
So his brother-in-law at the time owned a detail shop in a far enough away city that we wouldn't be competing. Way low overhead. You can do so much research very quick to get going. And it's fairly easy to get into, right? We were able to do it right out of our garage. And so we were able to kind of take what he was already doing. So we had like an outline or a skeleton to work off of.
Yeah.
But go right ahead.
When was that when you guys started the shops? How long have you?
Working on my fifth year in business.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you. We started out of the garage. I think we were in the garage for a year or like a season in Michigan, right? So as soon as winter hit, we were like, well, shoot, we're either going to have to outfit because we don't have a fancy garage. But as soon as I got that business started, I went into full business owner mode. It only took me 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 at the top, before I had decided I wanted You're Able. Because even though I'm working out of the garage, I wanted everyone to think that we were much bigger than what we were or more professional. It was really important to me, and it paid off in the long run. We started with You're Able on their ground floor almost. I don't think that they were in business much more than we were. They might have started right around when we did. And I loved them. I loved that they were a family-run business, that they were small, that they were just in a niche market, that they were all for just detailers. And I've not fallen in love with Mike, but we formed a great business connection, I think.
Right.
Fun fact, he's actually from my same city. He's from Okemos, so Lansing. It's just an outlier of Lansing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's got to be something in the water in Michigan, because you have Christine and then you got Kelly too, who's a pretty good entrepreneur herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We breed those entrepreneur women, right? Those independent strong women. I love it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we also have. Oh yeah, go right ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say let's do a break and then we'll come back and dive a little bit more into your journey. We'll be right back.
If you own a detailing business, you need Car Supplies Warehouse. We offer tested and proven solutions to keep your business running strong. We offer wholesale memberships, in-person training, and the best chemicals, products, and tools all in one place. Go to carsupplieswarehouse.com and use code SOLUTIONS for 15% off. Code is valid for one-time use only. Some restrictions may apply. Go shop now on carsupplieswarehouse.com.
I like that one.
With your Rabel, how did you like, what was the thing that made them stick out to you more the other ones that were, I don't know exactly who was out at the time, because I remember when Rabel came out, but I think Zenware, I think, does the same thing. They were out at the time. I'm not sure if Detail Bookie was out at the time. I don't think they were. No. But I mean, that, you know, that kind of CRM style thing, what drew you to them to choose them over anything else?
That's a super great question. And I will have to, I believe that it was my partner at the time that was like, hey, listen, because I was like trying to manage everything on Wix, which it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
So I think my partner was like, hey, let's check these guys out. And just like almost anything else that we have or I have in the shop now, we do so much or I have done so much extensive research before taking the dive into it. It's why, you know, the ceramic coatings that I choose or the paint protection film that I went with, the website company that we went with, and then the operating system. And I cannot, and it was because, they were a niche. They were just for detailers. I loved what I had saw on their Facebook group, their pro group.
Right.
It looked like they could provide me with some amazing customer service, which they still, I mean, I don't know any of my other providers anywhere that provide that level of customer service. I mean, I can chat with them almost any day and they're on, I mean, within seconds. It is wonderful. And they're always, and I stick with them because they're always pushing the envelope. They're always changing. They're always trying to provide that something that not only makes our life easier, but makes us more money.
Gotcha.
I absolutely love them. I attribute a lot of my success to my website, me, who I am, and then Rabel. Rabel has provided me with the Google reviews that 90% of my customers that walk through the door, I say, how did you hear about us? I Googled you. You're the best in town.
Right.
And I am the best in town. I'm the number one top rated in my area because of the Google reviews. And that's,
if Michael listens to this, he's going to have to pay you.
I know, yeah. Right? Come on, Michael.
Make sure you collect.
Yeah,
make sure you collect on that one. Holy moly.
Okay, so for your listeners, I am not sponsored by Rabel.
That check will be in the mail soon, probably.
Next podcast, I'm gonna be like decked out fully in Rabel gear. I am not sponsored by Rabel.
Yeah. So when you guys started out of the garage, you know, like how much experience did you guys have, you know, with you know, just jumping into it, coming from the disaster type business? Did you guys learn there, like, you know, the ins and outs of, like, you know, interior detailing or paint correction, ceramic coating, or was that more kind of taught from the brother or the friend or whatever in the town over? Was it, you know, where was your guys' level when you started, and how did you kind of grow from there with it?
That's another great question. So anything interior, obviously, I'm a woman, so I think we tend to be a bit of a cleaner naturally, right?
Oh yeah, definitely more meticulous.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why Jason's so good at interiors. He's part woman.
Wait, what?
I was like, there was like a pause there for a second. I was waiting for a reaction.
Yeah, I didn't hear it at first, little shit. All right, man.
So that definitely did help. So the disaster restoration did help with, you know, stain remover, removal processes, and, you know, using heat and all that jazz to kind of dial it in.
Right.
Exterior, that was done. Gosh, I don't know if I really want to divulge this information. I feel
really...
okay.
To.
I've come long way, but uh-huh. a lot of it was done with some help from the brother-in-law. When we decided to dive into ceramic coating, Drew ended up heading over that way to watch,
okay,
and participate a little bit of hands-on. I had a good relationship with a detail garage in our area.
We all started somewhere.
Listen, I've said it many times. I mean, when
I've had that butter wax in my hand before.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it many times. When I was at the car wash, I didn't know, you know, all I did was Google or all I did was YouTube search, and who was on the YouTube search all the time was Masterson, you know, when he was with Chemical Guys. So, you know,
yeah,
we've all been there. We've all learned from Masterson in some way, somehow, or whatever.
But other than that, it was good old YouTube trial and error. You know, go easy to start with, and, you know, just light to start with the polishing, and then dialing it in from there and understanding what everything is. Once you get a feel for it, as long as you're going light, I think that it's not, you know, paint correction can be learned with the right individual on their own.
Right, exactly.
So what is one of your favorite things of detailing? Like, what is your favorite thing to do?
Well, it's my favorite. Yeah, so it is paint correction, and ceramic coating is my favorite. Okay. Mm-hmm. Paint protection film's probably a close second.
Really?
Yeah.
God bless you, man. I did a ZL1. A ZL1, it broke me. I said, I don't want to do this no more. I even tinted. I tinted for a while, and a fucking Ford Mustang broke me because of that back fucking window. I said, no way, I'm not doing this shit again.
No.
So, yeah.
How long did it take you to make the jump into PPF once you got...
Okay, that's a great question, too. God, you do such a great job. Listen, I don't do anything. I don't do anything unless I can be a master at it or compete with the best of the best. That's kind of my jam. So I've taken one thing at a time. So it was just the detailing aspect, and I did just that. Once I got a handle on that, I was like, well, I need to start into something higher end. Ceramic coatings is where it's at. So then we dialed that in. And then, I mean, 2 years on ceramic coatings. And then I was like, okay, I think we can start offering paint protection film. And I would love to do tinting, but tinting is, man, that's like a volume-based game. And that's not for me.
It is a little easier. It just depending on the car that you do. Like, you know, obviously side windows and shit like that are easy to do. And with today's technology, it just makes it even easier. I used to tint back in 2015. So half of the shit that's out now, I didn't even have. I did a lot of hand cutting back then.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, I would love to start offering...
And if you already have a plotter, shit.
Right. I would like to start offering the higher end, the like ceramic grade, and just as not... Only as an add-on, not anybody just coming in off the street just to come tint. But one thing at a time, like I said, and yes, I do have the plotter. But I have a huge, 60 inch. Anyway, the 6,000.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't want to change that blade out every time I cut tint. So if I'm going to start doing tint, I'm just going to have a tint plotter.
Yeah.
I like keep shit simple. I don't want to keep dialing that blade in and out path.
Yeah. But I think you can just if I'm not mistaken, you can have the blade already like in like the saddle or whatever, mm-hmm. and you swap out the saddles. So that's how I think most people do it, is they'll have separate saddles for the blade.
Okay.
So the one that's dialed in for their PPF cut. Yeah, and I mean obviously tent, because of the cap sheet, you typically go through blades more than you will with PPF, because most PPF doesn't have a cap sheet to cut through.
No, you take it off.
Yeah. Or it doesn't have it. I mean, like when I did.
Yeah, you can order it without. It's just more expensive, I think, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, when I did Lumar doesn't have a cap sheet on there.
Oh, it's not even an option.
No.
Oh, wild. Okay.
Yeah, you can just roll it in, cut it, and then you take it off and then you just weed it. But I know a lot of others will have the cap sheet on there that you know, just peel it off or whatever. Mm-hmm. And do your cuts or whatever. Let's do another break real quick and we'll be right back.
Now is your chance to try Oberk's new rinseless wash and quick detailer. Additionally, you can save 15% by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. This hyper concentrate can be diluted down for a rinseless wash and a quick detailer. It serves excellent as a clay bar lubricant and truly smells incredible. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
All right.
I got to say, and I don't want to sound dirty, but when Maddie says lube, oof.
Right? I think I threw my microphones or my headset on just as that the lube
Damn,
came
Maddie.
Into play there.
You know what, too? He tuned in on my little live today, too. So thank Did you. He? Yeah.
Girl, I'm glad Maddie did that for you.
Me too, man. Yeah. You know, unlike other people.
Ouch.
All right. I listen to you talk enough.
You know what? That's fucking true. I'll give you that, man. I'll give you that. You son of a bitch.
Just like when you didn't chime in for my live yesterday.
I didn't even know you went live, so.
So you didn't have
any. And I did, actually. I did comment. I did comment. Not when you were live, though.
I
went back and watched the video and commented.
Okay. Good for
so
you.
So blow me.
Thanks. I'll leave that to Cam.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so back to our guest.
Sorry, between that and reading the comments from Cam.
We can't take Cam anywhere.
That's my son.
I'm having second thoughts about Wednesday because I just don't know if he'd be able to behave himself enough to for me to even have an episode on Wednesday. So
I'm disappointed. I might buy the internet package on the cruise just to tune
That's
in for
fantastic.
That one. Just
tune in and see.
Yeah, just to watch.
Yeah, it'll be
No, I love it, Cam. Thank you.
Yeah. Cam's a good dude. So you did MTE this year. Was this your first MTE?
Yeah. So I'll back up just a little bit.
Okay.
I ended up this past year has been last year. So 2022 was a real big year for me. I split from my partner, took over the business by myself, and kind of dove back into single mom life. And not only single mom life, but now I have a 300 square foot shop that I have to foot the bill for. And
wait. You mean bigger than 300 square feet, right? Because 300 square feet would
300,000.
Like,
yeah, sorry, 300,000.
300,000.
300.
3,000.
3,000.
Yeah.
3,000.
You got 300 square 300, feet. I'm moving over to fucking feet. Your shop.
300. Clearly, math is failing me today.
Yeah. So 300 square feet would be like
it's got a fucking convention center.
300 square feet would be like 15 by 15, and 300,000 square feet would be, like 30. A convention center. 30 by 30 would be 900.
I'm so sorry, guys. What a girl moment that was.
Yeah. 3,000 square foot more realistic.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So we can't edit that out. No, that's a stain in there.
Well, it's live, so I mean, we could, but it's gonna be here forever.
Okay. Anyway, so I took that over, and that gave me also though the reins to kind of do what I wanted to do. I didn't have to run anything by a partner, which there are good and bad aspects of having a partner. You have somebody to definitely always. You bounce ideas off of, and they're always there to be there for you and say yes, no. They're another part that and we worked well together for the year. I mean, we grew a business together, and it's gotten to where it's at. I'm happy that I'm able to take it from here on out. I'm able to make some of the decisions that might not have been made, good or bad. Okay, I'm not saying either or. So if he's watching, like, good or bad, it's on me this year. So MTE, so this was my very first out in the industry, out in the wild. Right. I had been wanting to go to SEMA for the last couple of years. It just didn't work out. So MTE was it. It's pretty darn affordable. If anybody else hasn't attended it, like I said, I flew good old Spirit Airline down. Sounds like hamsters running in a mill to get those engines going. I swear, I took off my headset for like a hot second. I was like, oh, is it supposed to sound that way?
I'm going
to
put my headset back on.
Yeah, right. Headset back on. Back on. And the tickets are fairly affordable, especially what you get. You get all that networking. Those classes are phenomenal, which I'm hoping to teach one next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any particular topic?
I've been tossing around. I think what I'm going to pitch is just a one focused on women in the industry. Whether they're going to go for that or not, but there seem to be a significant amount of women at MTE.
Oh, yeah.
So they had that. This year was their first year that they had an all Spanish speaking class. Is that correct? Or have they had one before?
If you say so, I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't pay attention to the education class as much. Yeah.
Brutal honesty. I mean,
if it's not about us, we don't care.
Fair enough.
We don't pay attention. We're gonna do a who what's it now?
We're gonna give a class at SDC.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
What are we doing a class on?
Rockers.
Oh, that's right. Rockers. It's going to be the quickest class in the world.
The best one, too.
All right, there we go. Any questions?
I'm not playing. I want to do it. I'm going to tell Sheldon, like, this is my idea.
Well, he said we could because we would have a booth. So we're
I know.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to be front and center, too, so be prepared.
That's fine. So what was your overall thought on MTE, you know, first time, you know?
Well, for me personally and for my business, MTE was a life-changing experience. I had some meetings that are most likely going to change my
path.
Yeah, I don't really want. God, it sounds really dramatic when I say my life, but it's going to be a whole nother adventure, and I'm very excited for.
So that's something I'm glad you're mentioning, because that's the one thing that when people are always like, "Oh, why should I come to MTE? Why should I come to MTE?" And we always tell them it's the networking, right?
Yeah. Like, oh my God, 100%.
It's not necessarily about going and seeing who's got the latest, newest, whatever, right? It's about going and networking. And
it's who you know in life.
Right. And you just in that sentence proved that you went to an event that, had you not gone to, you might not have made these network connections.
Yeah,
that
absolutely. Have
set you up for a whole new thing.
I mean, something was in the works before, but if I wouldn't have attended and had a sit down meeting with somebody, it wouldn't have, most likely perspired to what it right. is today. We wouldn't have had the collaboration, the group that was able to get together to have a conversation wouldn't have happened without MTE, if that wouldn't make right. sense. We're yeah. all over the United States, and for yeah. one, and for a moment we were all together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and it no. was, and then from there, from that second day, it was all learning new people in the industry, which yeah. was wild. And I had thought that that's what I was coming to MTE for, right? I was like, oh, I get to see the new products.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get some freebies. I'm going to get some stickers. I'm going to see Christy or Giovanni.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Michael Evans a high five.
Yeah. No,
but I'm going to walk by your booth and smile. Yeah, exactly. Which I did.
Yeah, you did. Because I told Jason, I don't remember what I was either working on something or we were recording something. You walked by and smiled and I waved.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait, do I know her? Like, do, you know, like, hey, you know, like, and then it was
Why
kind
is
of
that
funny
girl smiling at yeah. me like that.
You know who's around smiling at people?
She wasn't even smiling at you. She was smiling at Mike behind you.
Probably.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. But then it was weird though, because like then all of a sudden on Facebook, like you started popping up in my timeline without me like knowing your name, you know, like I could get, you know, like if I search your name or whatever, and then like obviously then you would pop up. But it was weird, like you popped up in my timeline. So then I was like, okay, well, you know, she looks like she's got some pretty good, you know, work pictures and everything like that. Let me follow her. And then I just started liking some of your stuff, and then you messaged me and was like, hey, let's just let's introduce ourselves here.
It was all part of the plan.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember back at the beginning of this when I said what an opportunist I am?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, listen, let's do another quick break real quick, and we'll be right back.
So tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
You know, a lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
In its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think detailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP25 to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well. All right.
I got to I'm going to release the video to that, because the video that he did while rolling around is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's like 11 minutes long, though.
So, yeah, I'll chop it up.
Shorten it up.
It'll probably get the most views on your YouTube channel.
Yeah. You know what you should do, if you can, is put that audio to the video of him wheeling around.
Too easy.
Okay. Whatever. Fuck you, then.
I think if he could have flipped you off, he would have.
Yeah. So,
yeah, where are we at?
So we're you're being opportunistic at MTV, making some deals, and the next venture that I think that you're jumping into is you want to start your own detail podcast. So
yes,
tell us a little bit about what, you know, sparked the idea for that. You know, how is that coming about? Where do you plan to fit into, you know, the podcast?
Our ever-growing podcast community. Right?
Every day it's like doubling and tripling. Yeah. I'm like, I swear, like in a race to get this done, I feel like, I don't know. Like,
well, there's a spot for everybody.
Ferrari, like just trying to get it done. So, Alex, I think we kind of touched on this yesterday when we were doing our audio and video check.
Yeah.
My no matter what I do, with this new business venture, with my detailing shop, the idea is I really want to take a place in the industry and help women have a bigger voice in our industry. And I don't think that I kind of explained it as well to you as I would have liked or would have hoped. I'm not the greatest articulator. I told you I have my faults.
Yeah.
There are not many.
We all do. It's okay.
Anyway, you know, we still, even though, yes, we are coming forward and there are some really good ones in the industry, I agree with you. And no matter what industry you pick, is a lot of it's male dominated. I will give you that. Okay. But women in the industry, we're still stereotyped. And that's kind of what I was touching on yesterday with you, as far as the comments that I still get that wouldn't be given to me if I had a penis. Okay.
Right.
So, men being shocked that I'm the one that's going to be polishing their car, or the comment of another detailer that was his first response to my showing of a video of the full Tesla wrap that I participated in with one other individual was, oh, did you help at all with that? You know, so it's those kinds of things that I really want to put a halt to. I don't ever want those words to be spoken again. I don't want that to be a holdup. I think more women in the industry break those standards. And that's what I want to do. And that's the legacy I would love to live behind. And I know it sounds really egotistical, but it's not. I just, you know, we only get but a brief.
It's not egotistical if you do it for the right reasons. And right. It seems like you are doing it for the right reasons. So, I mean, you can tell who's doing shit to fill their own ego. Let's be real.
That's fair. So that's what I would like to do. And, you know, starting with this podcast, starting with this new business venture, I have a big team behind me that's going to be a powerhouse. I'm hopeful to take some really giant steps forward. And again, I know this sounds really dramatic for women in the industry, and that's really aside from money. And I know that money makes the world go round, but I'm driven a lot by doing this personally and making a voice for women in the industry.
Yeah, no, I mean,
somebody needs to do it. Somebody needs to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, it could be obviously you. I mean, somebody's got
to. And it doesn't necessarily have to be me. I'm going to give it a shot. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But maybe I paved the way for somebody who it is meant for.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good thing. Cause I mean, you know, like we discussed last night, you know, it wasn't easy in the beginning for me when I was reaching out to women detailers to have them come on, because either A, they didn't know who I was, didn't understand the podcast, you know, whatever. But now that we've grown and we, you know, have a little bit of recognition within the industry, now it is a little bit easier to have the ladies come on. You know, we've even tried to dedicate a couple of episodes to, you know, we did the female only panel, you know, where we talked about, you know, the issues that women go through in the industry and try to get the women's point of view on it. You know, we've had a couple where, you know, we've included a woman on the panel with the other guys, depending on the topic, you know, and I think it's helped, you know, a little bit, you know,
I agree with you. That, I really do.
Light.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate anybody that's trying to give us a step up.
Yeah.
But I do think it's going to take somebody big to have a voice and really say, hey, look at me. I have something to give.
Yeah.
But without trying to measure dicks with everybody else. Right. Just.
And I like the idea that you're going to, you know, be primarily, I guess, women only. With your guests and everything, because then
that's,
you know,
one. I will have another a whole other separate podcast.
Right. You want to do something a little bit different, but I think it'll be good because, you know, you might offer them the a safer space, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, where they feel like they could come on and talk about things differently with you than they would talk about with like me and Jason.
It's a perfect opportunity for Cam to come on.
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic. Exactly.
Yeah. Cam, so
he can be my co-host on that. That'll be great. Yeah,
yeah. It's a perfect. So you have a safe space to talk about your feelings and all that. You know, yeah. You got it, buddy.
Oh, we can provide a doll, right? Tell us where.
Where'd the dingo? Where'd the dingo? Where'd the dingo touch you, bud?
Yeah. Cam, show us on the doll where Jason hurts you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, let's do our last break, and then we'll come back and start wrapping this up. We'll be right back.
What's happening, Detail Solutions Podcast? Ian here from Auto Fiber. I've got a special discount for our Towel of the Month Club. TOTM25 will get you 25% off of the Towel of the Month Club. And in the Towel of the Month Club, pretty much you sign up, pay for a year, and every month we're going to send you a different sample of a different type of towel or applicator. So it's a good way to get different samples and try different types of our products. So use TOTM25 at checkout for 25% off.
All right.
I'm like dying on that commercial.
Bull fucking shit. No, you take that back, Cam.
Hey,
take that back.
We're live.
Calm down.
You got you guys aren't going to be allowed to be on the podcast anymore if you guys can't behave yourselves. Jeez, you guys.
No, he gets booted. I do more for this podcast than that motherfucker does.
Wow, you're going to get us a one-star review again. That language there, mister. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, this is my kind of closeout question. This might fit in maybe with the one thing we haven't discussed yet. It's when did you realize your worth?
Oh, wow. That's a deep one. Holy cow.
That could be, you know, the minute.
Yeah. I see where you're going. Yeah.
The shop. You know, it could be an aha moment you had personally. You know, just when did you realize your worth?
Well, I think as we've had discussions yesterday, I do think that this is a great lead-in question. So like I was saying, last year was a real big year for me. And one of my big turning points professionally and personally was my decision and realization that I was an alcoholic and that I needed to quit drinking. And since that happened, which I will be 10 months sober on the 10th.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks, guys. That's been a huge turning point in my life. It's really hard to explain to normies, like people not, right. not recovering alcoholics. But it really is night and day on who you are. Are as a person, I'm really trying to not get super hokey. Yeah, I mean, I was a very functional alcoholic. I mean, I was a mama three. My kids are, you know, at top of their class, and I'm not joking, you know, all A's. We're in sports. I'm running a business. I mean, I'm no alcoholic. So yeah, I might hide some booze sometimes, but listen, I'm not drinking during the day. I got my shit together. High functioning. It was, I mean, eventually it was going to ruin my life, but it wasn't at the time. So I got real lucky with, I mean, nobody comes to the decision to quit drinking, like riding a unicorn on a rainbow. So, yeah. I mean, So it was becoming a problem, obviously. And until I was able to put that down, and it takes a good 3 months for it to just not consume all of your thoughts all day long.
Right.
And to get what out of the fog of what that is. And everything after that point, my life has completely changed. It's wild. Again, I don't want to get hokey and sound like it's magic. It's
don't
not.
Don't worry about what fucking people think, man. Just tell your story and be proud of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, like I said last night, I mean, you don't know who else out there is listening to this.
Sure.
You know, the same thing. And so you might think it's hokey, but for them, they're, you know, it's they're going through it too, and they totally understand it. So be hokey if you need to.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. But yeah, it was everything started falling into place. Everything that I have been working for in my life back to before I even had children, which we didn't touch on, but from photography to the next move to the next move, everything came to a point, and it wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have gotten this sit down at MTE drinking.
Right.
It was mentioned at some point during our conversation. It wasn't a big point. It was kind of something that I just kind of picked up on. And I have a feeling it was because of the fact that I was vocal about having a problem and giving it up, that I was brought into something.
Right. No, that's good.
I mean, and life is just so much better. I don't, it's just wild. It's,
yeah. No, that's good that it's, you know, you made a change for the better, and then it's kind of opened doors for you.
Yeah.
To make your life
open doors. And just like the question that you asked, I finally feel like a weight's been lifted off of me, that I'm not remorseful for things. I can think things through, and I'm not agitated, and I'm not thinking, you know, what did I say the evening before, 2 weeks right. before? And I'm not operating on that level of just like digging myself out of a gosh darn hole all the time.
Right.
And it's just it's a whole new level of life to be able to be. It's very freeing.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, congrats to you for, you know, for having the, you know, the strength and the courage to do it and stick with it. So,
and I do want to say, I'm no one special. Like, anybody and everybody has issues, and it's not, this doesn't make me any different than anyone else. Everybody's going through something, and everybody has the ability to not, if they choose to not.
Right, exactly. Well, listen.
on that note,
I think that's a great way to end the podcast.
Okay, good. This was lovely.
Listen, I appreciate you doing this. You know, it all started with a smile at MTE.
It's how it always does.
Is that going to be the name of the dude? That has to be the name of the show, of the podcast.
Is that all you want me to name it?
I mean, it all started with a smile. It's so great.
I was going to leave it what it says up in the title, but okay, yeah, we can do that.
Keep her name, obviously. Well,
obviously. I'm a big believer in things kind of happen for a reason.
Yeah, me too.
I think last week with the hiccups that we had, as much as it kind of sucked not to have an episode go out last week, but I think this ended up being a better show than we probably would have put out last week, honestly.
I think you're right.
Just 100%. off of the first 10 minutes that we did last week, that I think is still on YouTube because I've been too busy and sick to pull it down yet. So, just going off of, I went to Dallas and we came home with COVID. So, like, I've been, you know, dying.
But, do you know what that is?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're a mile away. But no, I mean, just going off of, you know, how that the first 10 minutes of that one started versus how this one started was completely different. I think you had a better
time. Was a definitely different time.
Yeah, I mean, we also had a little bit of time to chat last night on your side of the podcast, you know, just to kind of give you were looking for some practice on your platform. So the talk I think that you and I had last night probably maybe filled you in a little bit better with how this would go. So so I'm glad that it didn't work out last week. I'm glad that
I'm right there with you. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what you do with your podcast.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, we'll
my very first podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody else has had you on all those.
Not yet. Now I'm starting to get the starting to get some people reach out.
Yeah, because I heard you were gonna be on ours. And so now they're like, God damn it, those guys get everybody. now we gotta get her on because they get everybody. So but yeah, we appreciate it. We, you know, wish you well and everything.
Thank
that's
you.
Coming.
This was such a great way to start this. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah,
have me on anytime. I can talk about other stuff.
We look forward to seeing you. Hopefully around. I don't know if you're going to SDC. I don't know if you'll be at SEMA. I don't know.
I'm hoping to wiggle my way over to Chicago Auto Pros.
Okay, well then I'll probably see you there. And if not, then we'll look for you at MTE next year.
Absolutely. I'm sure we'll be doing something together before then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, you have a great night. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll chat soon.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Have a good night. Problem.
Thank you. All right, man. So thanks for jumping in. I know you had a busy day of telling your war stories and all that fun stuff. And
they weren't even really war stories. It was just reminiscing on...
Yeah.
On photos about my military career. Put in context to picture.
I think it's cool. Listen, I think what you're doing with that is kind of cool. I think the fact that you're kind of doing it every Friday now is kind of a neat little thing that you're doing and giving, you know, just chat time with either people or giving them a peek into your life, whether they want it or not. I think it's a cool thing. So I'm glad you jumped in here tonight. I wasn't
was a great
sure.
Episode.
Yeah, no. Christine's like, awesome. Yeah. She's got a cool little story, and she's got a big ambitions, I would say. You know, so I hope that they all kind of go for her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm glad you jumped in, man, because I wasn't sure how I was gonna go with this, especially with my coughing fit. I wish you and Cam could just keep it in the chats and not scream through the microphone.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But look, the chats were going good. I got the chat in front of me. So let me see.
I understand. But you got to remember when this is on video and then all of a sudden you're just screaming at Cam and people don't know.
I know. I got to control myself. I mean, it was going good at first, you know, and then, you know, it just went off the rails. Just like, you know, this is where it went. He starts talking about the Amish stuff.
Jason
knows how to churn butter like a traditional Amish. So, you know, he's the instigator.
I know he is.
Love you, Cam, man. I do. You're great, man. I can't wait to see what you bring to the podcast next Wednesday, bro.
Oh, man. I can wait. I'm going to have the log out button
on standby.
Yeah, I'm going to have my mouse cursor hovering over his kicked out button, the eject button. I'm going to call it the eject button. I'm going to eject Cam. There he goes. Later.
Oh, man. Hopefully, you know, I mean, I'll be back in 2 weeks going on a lovely vacation with my wife to the Bahamas. I cannot wait.
Oh.
So. Cam, take care of Alex, man. Don't stress him out. I do that enough already.
Yeah, exactly. So to kind of fill everybody in, so we didn't have a what's on your mind this week because COVID. So next week, Cam's going to sit in. We'll do probably just like a a call-in episode. Mm-hmm. The 15th, we are going to do product spotlight. We'll do product spotlight with Chris Metcalf from Flex.
Flex.
So be around for that one. That one's going to be a fun one. Yeah. Chris is going to answer all the questions about Flex. And then on the 22nd, we are going to have Mr. Bill Martin come on and answer everybody's accounting questions. So everybody who's been asking us to do, you know, an accounting episode, you know, for them to ask questions on what they need to do, things like that. Be prepared for the 22nd because I got my shit straight, so I don't have any questions for Bill. So if you guys want this episode, you guys better come because we'll do it live. We'll do it live on Facebook. And then on the 29th, that will be a month before the Gloucester University training on April 29th. We're going to have the guys from Gloucester University here, and we're going to do a little topic about training or something like that, I believe. So that's kind of where our what's on your minds are going to be this month for everybody. So, all right, that's it. You guys have a great night, weekend, whatever day you're listening to this. Appreciate it. Please make sure to go like, share, follow, subscribe, and please 5-star review anywhere that you're listening, Spotify or Apple. We really need those 5-star reviews. It helps us a lot. So. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.